This episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show does include some adult language, so listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, we find a random podcast, throw it on, and see how long we can hang on. Except today, we're not going random because someone went out to podcastrodeoshow.com, clicked on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's $5. And then we give you our first impression. And today, we're looking at the 1-2 review show. Here's the description from iTunes. It says, Luke, Alex, and Brandon review movies, products, and provide light discussion and an enjoyable atmosphere. Their website is 1-2-review.com. Now, here's the fun part about that. This will be a little bit of bonus content. They spell it out, 1-O-N-E-T-W-O-review.com. I would be tempted to buy 12-review.com just to be on the safe side and then point it at the same website. But that's just me. We'll get to the review. We're listening to episode 13 right after this.
The following is an opinion. And only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And as the old saying goes, it goes a little something like this. We might have some volume issues just looking at your WAV file here, but here we go.
Hello, folks. Welcome into another episode of 1-2 Review. This is episode 13, the intern episode. We'll get more into that in a minute. For those of you new to the podcast, it's a podcast where we rate and review movies. It's me, Luke, the strip club DJ, and my buddies Alex and Brandon. Yes. It's extremely hot here. We rate movies on 1 and 2. 1 if we don't like them. 2 if we do. And god damn, it is fucking hot in here. Let me take off this.
You know,
while you're taking that off, let's kick the intro.
Let's kick the intro.
Not a great first impression.
Bye-bye.
1, 2.
Okay.
Woo! Ooh, yeah, it's a hot one. It's a hot one here in LA.
It is a hot one on the West Coast. Heat wave, yep. Baby.
Shocking.
It's a cool 70 over here, guys.
It's hot in California. Never would have guessed that.
Well, I'm grateful that you're getting that because we had a good 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
Alex?
Again,
we had 3 weeks off, and we knew it was coming. It was in the cards. Last week of August here, smoking hot.
Did you tell your audience you were leaving?
The West Coast, we're babies. Come on, let's be realistic.
This is
not
good.
Las Vegas. It's not Phoenix weather, but it's hot for us.
Shocking that it's hot in Nevada. I never would have guessed that.
Silence.
It's too hot.
Okay, that's it. Ooh, I'm done.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hey, look, silence. You know what that says to me? Hey, we don't edit our show. And hey, it's hot in the West Coast. Hey, you know what? Water's wet. These are not great things to start off your show. The only thing missing was an apology, which you guys started to. Hey, it's been 3 weeks. These are not great first impressions. I heard a show the other day and I was like, that's how you do it. It was called No Free Drinks. They're actually going to be on the podcast review show. And I loved it because they had three people and it was like, I'm Steve, I'm Daniel, I'm Jessica. And you knew what everybody's voice sounded like and they got right to the content. That's how you do an intro. But this thing about, oh, I should have taken off my shirt first. You should have done all that stuff, made yourself comfortable, and then pressed record. And then this is a pet peeve of mine. Do you want to go to the lightning round? I don't know. Do you want to go? Should we go to the lightning round? Yeah, let's go to the lightning round. Okay. And then just, whoa, lightning round. Just go to the lightning round and the audience comes with you. So not a great first impression. And normally I would have listened to more of this, but my audience has told me, hey, Dave, the earlier versions of this show, you were a little more brutal. And I'm not here to be brutal. I'm here to give you my opinion. But I'm not looking to like bash a show. And for me, this was not a great first impression. Realize you have like 30 seconds or less. I love the beginning of it. Hey, this is where we go in. We review a show. And then maybe you could have said, given people a little more. Hey, we're going to be interviewing. We're going to be reviewing The Intern. If you didn't see the movie, it's got Robert De Niro and not Amanda Beale, Princess Leia, whatever, you know. The brunette woman, this came out and such, and that's what we're reviewing. I'm Steve, I'm Alex, I'm Abraham, whatever the guy's name were. And, you know, and then whatever your scale is. Okay, so first things first, let's talk about the acting. I thought De Niro was great. I'm so happy he didn't do a stupid, wacky comedy. I thought this was a really cool, you know, and just get to the review. Now, later, if you want to mix in part of your life in this movie, really touched me because it reminded me a lot of my grandpa, because he went through kind of a life change where he had to go back to work. That would be cool if you want to work into some of your life into the content. I get that, but that's how people will get to know you. But the whole "I should have done this before we started," that just screams we don't edit the show. And I'm here to tell you, any show, including this one, by the way, and I'll talk about that here in a second, can benefit from editing. In the last show I did, I believe it was the Diane Orr show, I had messed up her, did something. I didn't know her website. And I even left a little bit of a second there, and I went, "Oh, Dave, where's the website?" Oh, and then I was like, "Oh, damn it." I didn't go back and listen to the show, and that was supposed to be edited out. In fact, by the time you hear this, it probably will have been edited out and replaced. But those things need edited out if you choose to. Now, you don't have to edit your podcast, but realize when you don't edit out stuff that your audience doesn't need to hear, then you're wasting their time. And if you waste your audience's time, they're not going to listen in many cases, at least not in my case. So I normally would have listened a little longer to see what the actual movie review was. But my audience has told me, "Hey, Dave, I've listened since the beginning of this show, and you're getting a little soft." And I'm not here to be the hammer and just smash people. I don't want to be Dave Jackson Dream Crusher. But they said in the past, you would turn it off when you would turn it off. And today, when I hear that, it just sounds unprepared, not ready to go, and not, you don't care about my time. And so my time is my most valuable asset, and I'm not going to give it to you to waste. So, and your time is valuable. My time is no more valuable than yours. So keep that in mind with your audience. Don't waste their time. Get to the meat and potatoes in a quick, easy to understand fashion. Let them know where they're going, and you will be good to go. So if you would like to have your podcast reviewed, and if you want to hear a good review, go back to the previous episode. I think it was the Diane Orr show. Love that show. That was a great review. This one was not a great first impression in my book. Just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. Now, if you want a full review, I mentioned no free drinks. We're going to be reviewing that this week on the podcast review show. This is where myself, with my 12 years of podcast experience, and Eric K. Johnson, better known as the podcast talent coach, he's got 30 years on radio. We go over your podcast from head to toe, audio quality, the content, the flow of it, your website, every part of your podcast gets reviewed. That's over at podcastreviewshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.